We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebels High School students walk out of class to protest ICE agents. Public hearing to allow cannabis operations in Pass Rebels. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, specializing in dozer work for rural and ranch development. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Hundreds of Pass Rebels High School students walked out of class on Friday to protest federal immigration and customs enforcement. Students marched out at about 2:30 p.m. on Friday, walking down Niblick Road to the bridge, holding up signs in protest against ICE. The protest was organized primarily by students Jesus Ursulo and Lyric Johnson. About 300 students in total participated. Signs included phrases such as, "America was built by immigrants," "You don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon," and "Humans are not illegal." The Pass Rebels City Council will be holding a special meeting this week on Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. The meeting's purpose is to conduct interviews and subsequently appoint members to the city's advisory bodies. The three advisory bodies in need of appointments are the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. The Housing Authority will require two appointments among three applicants. The Planning Commission will require two appointments among five applicants, and the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee requires two appointments among the four applicants. Public hearing for allowing cannabis operations in Pass Rebels. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery that'll be held tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The proposed amendment would establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. The Atascadero City Council will discuss funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its next meeting. The grant program is distributed through the county. The City of Atascadero has received four applications and estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring of 2026. Staff is recommending council approve the applications for the Viejo Camino Sidewalk Accessibility Improvements, Capslow Minor Home Repairs, the Youth Activity Scholarship Fund, and funds to the El Camino Homeless Organization. You can attend Tuesday's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced an operation involving the San Luis Obispo Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force led to the arrest of six individuals and the rescue of three female victims. The joint operation this year was a collaboration with San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. They arrested 30-year-old Esteban Queja, charged with numerous felony sex crimes related to the sexual trafficking of a victim. A review of his criminal history reveals he was twice previously removed from the U.S. by the DHS in 2018 and 2020. Another five individuals were arrested for crimes of communicating with a minor or arranging for meeting with a minor with the purpose of committing a sexual offense. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks defeated the Patriots in the Super Bowl on yesterday, 29-13. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Warriors 105-99, the Cavaliers over the Kings 132-126. Yesterday, the Clippers beat the Timberwolves 115-96. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Thunder, the Warriors will go against the Grizzlies, and the Kings will face the Pelicans. In California news, social media giants are facing several landmark trials in Los Angeles Superior Court, with opening arguments beginning this week. Meta and Google, the parent companies for platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, are facing lawsuits that allege their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snapchat were initially named in the lawsuit, but settled for undisclosed sums. A city council in Monterey Park initially voted to approve building a giant data center in the city. However, five citizens organized a grassroots opposition to the data center, gathering more than 5,000 signatures in their petition, leading the city council to issue a 45-day moratorium on the data center and pledge to explore a permanent ban. The California Department of Public Health continues to urge the public to avoid foraging and eating mushrooms altogether this year. Death cap mushrooms can often be confused with safe edible varieties. The Department of Public Health has reported four people have died and three others have required liver transplants after eating these mushrooms. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like 40 farm and agricultural groups and growing have launched the Agricultural Coalition for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, underscoring the Accord's vital role, they say, as an economic engine for the U.S. farm economy, and calling for its renewal with targeted improvements. As part of the launch, the group unveiled a new website and also kicked off an aggressive ad campaign in our nation's capital, all of which is designed to help promote the benefits afforded to the U.S. food and agriculture sector under the USMCA as the Trump administration approaches the 2026 mandatory review. Of course, USMCA was signed by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in 2018 during President Trump's first term and was implemented in 2020 to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Those who support it say the agreement has significantly increased U.S. agriculture exports to Canada and Mexico and has provided more certainty between the three nations and created a mechanism for resolving trade disputes. If you'd like to learn more about this new group, you can visit their website at agforusmca.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
What if your commercial beef herd could be better than you thought possible? Genetic testing can help give you more confidence about what your herd is made of and, more importantly, what it can be. Inherit Select from Zoetis provides data-driven genetic insights to help you make more informed selection, breeding, and culling decisions about your cows and heifers. The journey from genetic potential to reality begins with Inherit Select. Start your conversation with a genetics rep today. Go to beefgenetics.com/radio.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Record-high beef prices are impacting how dairy farmers manage their herds, leading many to breed more of their herd with beef genetics instead of breeding replacement heifers that will become milking cows. Those decisions, incentivized by short-term profits from the beef market, have caused the replacement heifer population to fall to its lowest point since 1978. Meanwhile, dairy farmers are culling fewer milking cows, causing milk output to reach its highest levels since 1993. U.S. milk production is setting records, but those volumes are sending increasingly misleading signals about the health of the dairy sector, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Daniel Munch said last month in a market report. He added that the trend has inflated milk supply and dampened farm-level milk prices, worsening returns on the milk side of the business, even as total farm revenue appears more resilient. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Overcast skies today with highs in the mid to low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 70% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday with a few showers in the morning, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday with about a half inch of rain each. Upper 50s Wednesday, low 60s Thursday, mid 60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid 50s on Sunday, 52 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. What KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Eli Lilly, maker of the Mounjaro weight loss treatment, is buying biotech company Orna Therapeutics. Orna develops RNA drugs that target cancers, genetic disorders, and other chronic conditions. A group led by FedEx and investment firm Advent International is buying InPost. It's a business that provides lockers across Europe that allow people to collect and send packages. InPost is based in Poland. The Wall Street Journal says Kroger is expected to name Greg Foran its new CEO. Foran is a former Walmart executive. Kroger also owns Ralph's, Fred Meyer, and many other food chains. The Dow Jones Industrials topped the 50,000 mark on Friday for the first time. It crossed 40,000 just 2 years ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
When
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Odd Fred Bruin talking about the real estate market. You know, pretty important investment for many of us. And then Susanna, we think, in the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon here on The Right Choice, we think, because this morning at, let's see here, 8 o'clock, February 9th, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. This is from PG&E. TPG&E will be temporarily interrupting your electric service in order to safely perform some work out there on River Road. Okay. Our engineer will be out there at 7:30. So around that time or just before 8, there'll be an interruption in our services because he has to switch. Our engineer does. He'll be switching over. There'll be a quick outage as he switches the wiring, and then we should be good until the outage is over. All right, we will see. So just a little heads up there this morning, again, approximately that time. It's never exact, but again, we will, no need to call because we are aware of it, and we will be unprepared for it. That's it. So, Chris, did you watch anything yesterday?
Regarding the Super Bowl, no, I did not.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have much of a TV.
Okay. Well, folks, what did you think of the halftime show? I can't tell you anything because I didn't watch it. I didn't watch either of them. I turned to, matter of fact, Seinfeld was on the other on another station, so I turned to that. I've read some things this morning about both of them, and I guess it depends on what side of the political spectrum you're on, whether you liked it or not. But, again, I find it, well, not interesting, but Trump is criticizing the Bad Bunny one, and I'm just wondering, did he watch that or did he watch the other one? Or did he go back and forth? I don't know. But I don't know how many people watched either. I could care less about either of them. I don't watch football to be entertained. I mean, that sounds stupid. I don't watch football to for the music aspect. That I watch football to watch football. I don't care about all that other stuff before or after in the middle of the game. But apparently enough people do because the NFL continues to do that. So maybe you have some thoughts about either halftime show if you did watch them. The game aside. All right, let's see here. What do we have? I thought I had something written down. Oh, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Do go ahead. Well, try back at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Something just popped up. Nope,
did not pop up. So maybe the adage is starting earlier. All right, let's see here. I got something, a couple of emails already. Let's see. Students protesting. Anyone who thinks that the students did this on their own are sadly mistaken. They no doubt were encouraged and helped by teachers or staff. I wonder how many of these children are proficient in math or English. the percentages are, we know the percentage. Hi, good morning.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. My phone keeps switching over to Bluetooth on me. I'll give you an ignorant or limited perspective on the halftime stuff, if I could.
Well, go ahead. I mean, it's freedom of speech. Go ahead.
I got in-laws that are Mexican, and I was sitting in a room with them, beautiful people, and they were interested in seeing what the Bad Bunny thing was about. So the big screen in the main room was stayed on the halftime show. My son went out and watched the alternate and came back in, didn't say much about it. This morning I watched the alternate halftime show, and it was just beautiful. I thought that the Bad Bunny was tolerable. There was grinding. There was a couple guys, you know, acting like they were, you know, in love or whatever. There was people dancing. It looked like a fiesta. But the Mexican people in the room said they couldn't understand the lyrics because it's Puerto Rican has a different, not the words aren't different, but it's like an accent that they don't get. So they thought, and I didn't see anything terrible until I thought about it a little bit and remembered some of the, you know, the sexual humping the telephone pole kind of stuff. And I just thought he'll be embarrassed of that when he's 70. But for now, I wasn't appalled. I didn't see anything outrageous in the Bad Bunny show and sat there like a lump, just kind of looking for something to, and there was nothing offensive to me.
All right. Let me, since I didn't see any of this, but you describe what you saw, you don't think that somebody pretending to be humping a telephone pole is offensive?
There were no kids in the room, and it was just embarrassing, I think, more than offensive. It was one of those things that...
There weren't any kids in your room, but do you think kids around the United States were watching?
You know, our threshold for outrage with that subject has been so pushed that I'm not... I don't know.
Okay, so the dangerous part is we've become used to this. And even if you're a kid, I'm sure there are many people who were offended about the, again, from what you're describing, lack of decency. And for me, on many issues, not only this, that when we allow things to become, just say, common, they become accepted. It doesn't mean that it's right for decent society.
Right. But you know, twerking, you ever hear about that? Where
no.
You put your butt in the camera and you, like, go up and down and, like, shake your booty? It was about that level of, like I say, ignorant, one point of view. You know, I'm open to people that are more sensitive to outrage, or not outrage, but it wasn't offensive like I expected.
Okay.
And it was just misunderstood. It was a fiesta. It looked like a little mini fiesta. According to what I read this morning, there was a lot of cultural images from the, and it's different, I guess, if you say Puerto Rican, if you say Colombian, Venezuelan, Mexican. If you say those different cultures, they don't always mesh like they're all one big society. So I'm sitting next to an 80 or almost 90-year-old lady, and she didn't care one way or the other. It didn't bother her. And so I don't know. Like I said, I'm still processing it. But my point is that I went back this morning and watched the alternate show and was just uplifted, let me say. If we think the Super Bowl halftime show ought to be the best of our culture and the best of what we want society to be, the alternate was it. The Bad Bunny was just tolerable to me, but I'm a big, dumb white guy, and the Mexicans in the room were just unimpressed at the best, I would say, but not. I didn't see anything that I would call offensive. Thank God there were no kids in the room, or we would have had to probably tell them, you know, that's you got plenty of time for that kind of crap later on. Don't let that impede your youth. So it was weird, but I don't have a full walkthrough report.
Have you noticed throughout the football season how often the NFL does these cute little PSAs about, you know, with kids?
Right, run, pass, kick, right, or...
Well, yeah, but more than that, gathering, getting gifts for them, and the kids are a future, and, you know, they do all this cutesy-wootsy stuff, and then they expose millions of children to this.
I agree. It's financial. There's the Latino right now. The Hispanic community has a lot of money. And the demographic is strong for financial commercialism.
I understand the commercialism of it. What I don't understand is the need for it. Not the commercialization. The need to pretend you're humping a telephone pole. Where is the cultural significance of pretending to be humping a telephone pole?
There's none. It doesn't uplift. It doesn't edify.
Well, enough people apparently get their ha-has watching it.
And there's probably some people at dance parties that, you know, that enjoy a rave type of thing.
Right, but, and you go to those venues and do whatever dance, the latest style and so forth. Again, I understand that. But when you're exposing this nationwide, and by the way, did he speak, was any of the singing in English at all?
Not a word.
Okay. If I was a, you know, fairly talented artist, and I've had a very good career, and I'm from the Bay Area, I'd be a little offended that they didn't ask somebody from their home area to come and perform in Santa Clara.
Right. I agree 100%. And Santa Clara is San Francisco, and I grew up on the San Francisco sound. My first concert was Quicksilver Messenger Service and Jay Giles and Butterfield Blues. And, yeah, there's a lot of history of great music from that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was intended to and did not really fulfill the whole poke in the eye to the immigration, ICE, anti-culture thing that they were trying to cater to and the whole thing. So I don't know. I watched it. I wasn't outraged. He didn't wear a dress. He didn't disrobe. He didn't do anything overtly sexual, let me say, other than like the Michael Jackson grabbing his crotch kind of all the time and stuff like that. But partly why maybe I'm a little bit tainted is I look at last year's halftime show, and that wasn't targeted to me either. But, whoever that was, the rapper guy, I didn't hardly understand a word he said, and he was singing in English.
I don't know, because 99% of the time I don't care about the halftime show, but that's just me. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see here on a quick text. Bad Bunny wore a pink wedding dress that said out ice during his performance yesterday. I think the last guy just said he wasn't wearing a dress or anything, so... all right, maybe some more comments on that, if those of you that watched or what you thought and so forth and so on. grabbing the crotch goes back quite a few years at some Super Bowls. And in general, yeah, Michael Jackson did that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I watched the show all the way through for purposes, for knowledge. And I will tell you, if that man didn't watch this guy grab his crotch several times, more than one, more than Bad Bunny did it, what does that have to do with Puerto Rican culture? The guy that just called in. Where does Puerto Rican culture have to do with grabbing your crotch, with humping a post, any of that? It was a miserable halftime show. We don't need a halftime show, but if you want one, why don't you get a military or a college marching band or something traditional instead of flooding the field with all these actors? You got to be kidding me. And then, just in case you want to know how you predetermine you're going to have future conflict over an ordinance, try the ban or the number of people who will be allowed by number. Three of them so far has been offered. How many of those do you think are going to try to put other people out of business? How many people of those are going to... How, you are dividing a city in business, plus the fact that you're allowing people to have a restricted business. Who gets it? You're setting yourself up for more fraud. Why would you do that?
Oh, you're referring to the...
I'm referring to the ban that's going to be offered... In this, whichever city, Paso Robles, Tascadero, doesn't matter.
Well, it's interesting because I got an email just on that, Cody, and it's real quick. It says, why would the city of Paso Robles limit the cannabis to just three? Why not four or five? What is the reason? Do we limit how many tasting rooms, pizza places, etc.? Cannabis is legal. Let the market decide, just like any legal business.
Thank you. I don't have to say that now because that's exactly right. You let the business, if you're going to have it in your city, you have it. If you don't want it, you can ban it. You cannot give permits for it. No question about that. But why would you put a partial in there so that some people, some favored people, which is one of the problems with the city of Paso Robles and has been forever, special people get special treatment. You saw some of that during the Ty Lewis circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the bottom line here is you don't need to put a number. If you want to have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. And by the way, why don't you just take a look at what's happened to the cannabis industry? It's already regulating itself. Nobody's going to sit on a street corner and not make money if they're in business. So this is ludicrous. We'll allow five. Okay, five. We get to five, and you still have two or three more permit applications. Oh, but we won't take their money for the city that's broke. We won't take their money because we have a limit, and the limit's going to work. It's going to cause people to use less marijuana. No, it isn't. It isn't. People who use it, use it. People who don't, don't. And as far as a gateway drug, that's trash. Marijuana is not a gateway to heroin, not a gateway to fentanyl. It's not a gateway to some of these other harsher drugs. If you want to ban something, ban alcohol. It's a gateway to marijuana. So I guess we should just have all hallucinogens unavailable to the public.
America couldn't afford that.
Alcohol, no, they couldn't.
Alcohol brings in too much money.
Yes, it does, and it does to the government as well because it's taxed twice, if not three times, with sales tax. So that's the bottom line.
Yep.
The rules are being made, but aren't they being made? This is where the public comes in, where we're supposed to give up a night or give up a day and go to a meeting and stand up and speak and be ignored.
Hmm.
Quite no question about that one if you're talking to the Paso Robles City Council.
Oh, that seems to be a general flavor with a lot of people, not only in this city, but many cities and Board of Supervisor meetings.
Well, yes, exactly. It was a very unique Super Bowl, including the halftime, and I did watch the whole thing. The man that called in this morning better go back and take a look at what the lead-off image was.
Mm-hmm.
Who was grabbing his privates leading off the Bad Bunny show? And then get back to us with that one. And why is that necessary?
I can't answer because I don't watch, and I got another call.
We'll talk soon.
All right, folks. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm all right.
Well, I watched the Bad Bunny show, and you know what? one way or the other, I wasn't offended. I didn't care. He didn't. I mean, people that have predetermined outrage sees a little more into things than other people. He didn't blatantly sit there, grab his crotch, and yank on his crotch like Michael Jackson did. He might have gyrated around a little bit on that pole, but he didn't sit there and hump the pole.
Thank you. Sounds like somebody's being sensible. Sorry, I started watching the halftime show here in the background while people were talking about it, and I see what you see. He was not blatantly humping the telephone pole. He wasn't blatantly grabbing his crotch. He was essentially moving his hips to the rhythm.
Yeah, people, like I say, no offense of, both the previous callers, like I say, so, you get predetermined outrage and you put more into it than what it is. Call balls and strikes here.
So what was the first guy that called in talking about that stuff? What do you think he was seeing?
I know him actually quite well. He's a great guy. I don't know, maybe some people just look at things different. He wasn't humping the pole. He was gyrating a little bit around it, mm-hmm. Humping to me is we know we consider humping the action of that, and it just wasn't there. Love you, Ray, but to me, it was just a white guy bouncing around with a bunch of ladies twerking and jerking in a sugarcane field. I couldn't understand a word he said, so I couldn't tell if he was political or not.
All right, so you were somewhat indifferent to the halftime show, right? You weren't offended.
I wasn't offended. I would have loved. I mean, where I was at, I couldn't see the Chris Rock and all that, which I would have loved to have gone and watch that. But it's an American sport. I want it's all American sport. I want to see an all American halftime show. And let's see. And I'm not a big fan of the halftime show, anyways. Mm-hmm. Get out of there. Let me watch football.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. Well, I'm glad we're getting different perspectives of people watching the same thing.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah. All right, take care. Bye.
Predetermined outrage. All right, bye.
All right, well, so now I'm just guessing here that the so far slightly different age brackets and where people came from, but what you saw, the description that the first guy called in is not close?
No, like... I'm guessing it's about the 11-minute, 23-second mark on the actual video where he is on top of the telephone pole on the little platform, and he's moving his hips a bit sensually next to it, but that doesn't constitute as humping a telephone pole, if you ask me.
Okay.
Not to mention, Latin American music, dances, and all that stuff. It's a massive, massive, cultural thing, and I don't want to overgeneralize it, but sometimes it can be a little bit sensual. I remember that much in a class I took in college called World Music, and just the way it is in the region.
Okay. All right, folks, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norse Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The Atascadero City Council will discuss funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its next meeting. The grant program is distributed through the county, and about $176,000 are estimated to be distributed to Atascadero in 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny or cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Seattle Seahawks defeating the New England Patriots 29-13 for their second Super Bowl title in franchise history. This female fan at a watch party reacted.
Letting it sink in. It's been an amazing season, incredible last game, and
And I'm so excited for the parade.
That parade's set for Wednesday. Kenneth Walker III was named MVP. From Maine down to Virginia, bitterly cold temps impacting millions of Americans. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Ross says these overnight lows in some areas are brutal.
The coldest temperatures are expected to be from northwest Pennsylvania to portions of western and northern New York into portions of western New England. So that would also include Vermont and New Hampshire. That's where low temperatures should be between negative 10 and negative 20.
Search for Nancy Guthrie heads into a second week now. America's listening to Fox News.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical. 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Super Bowl 60 on Sunday in Santa Clara, California. The Seahawks slammed the Patriots 29-13. The game dominated by defense. Seattle had a slight advantage early, kicking four field goals for a 12-0 lead through the end of the third quarter. Then their D really flexed its muscles. Drake May was strip-sacked. 5 plays later, Sam Darnold found A.J. Barner for the game's first touchdown. May got New England on the board with a 35-yard scoring strike to Mac Hollins, but then was picked off on the Pats' next two possessions, the former setting up Jason Myers' record 5th field goal, the latter a pick 6 by Uchenna Nwosu. In all, May had 3 turnovers and was sacked 6 times. Seattle running back Kenneth Walker was the MVP. He had 135 yards on 27 carries. He outgained the entire New England offense in the first half. At the Super Bowl pregame show, otherwise known as the Winter Olympics in Italy, it was a bittersweet day for Team USA skiing. Breezy Johnson won the women's downhill by 4/100ths of a second, becoming just the second U.S. woman to do that. The first was Lindsey Vonn. She clipped a gate with her shoulder yesterday, pinwheeling down the slope, and had to be airlifted off the mountain. She had surgery last night for a broken left leg. That's the same leg on which she ruptured her ACL in training. In figure skating, the U.S. defended its team gold medal. 2-time defending world champion Ilya Malinin did not break out his quadruple axel, but he did land 5 quad jumps as the U.S. edged Japan by 1 point.
I feel so great. This event was just so on fire. It was like the environment, just the atmosphere.
Those were the first medals for the U.S. at this year's games. Host Italy stands atop the table with 9 medals. NBA Sunday wins for the Knicks, Heat, Raptors, and Clippers. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's it going to be? Well, we're going to have some clouds today with highs in the mid-60s, cloudy. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, cloudy with occasional rain in the afternoon, about a 70% chance on your Tuesday. Highs only in the upper 50s. And as we head out to Wednesday, we can get a little bit of rain, about 50% chance Wednesday morning. Wednesday's highs with clouds in the upper 50s, partly cloudy, low 60s Thursday. Mid-60s Friday, clouds, low 60s Saturday. Sunday could get some showers building from 50 going up to about a 75% chance. Mid-50s and low 50s, maybe some rain, 75% chance a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 657 a.m., 539 p.m. We are at 50. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been serving you since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Moving right along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are San Luis Obispo County-wide approved conceal carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. Okay, let's see here. No animals, let's see, double check. No animals lost, reported, or anything like that. So if you lose one or find one, give us a call here. Chris, you've had a couple of days off on this one. You've heard of a unicorn, right?
I have indeed. I've never seen one, though.
Well, that's good. Because if you do, that would be maybe a first. The innocents in Celtic mythology. However, the unicorn is the national animal of what country?
I'm guessing it's some European place. Belgium.
No, I'll give you one more, and let me see if I can give you a hint.
Sure.
I can't. I'll try this. A kilt.
A kilt. Oh, I'm thinking Scotland or Ireland. I don't know which one to go with, though. I'll just say Scotland.
Yep, Scotland.
Woo!
There you go. The national animal of Scotland. The kilts and all that stuff. All right.
That was a wonderful hint. Thank you.
Oh, I lucked out because I was going to say sweaters or something like that. All right. Let's see here. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Go to TascaderoGunShop.com. All righty. Trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner yonder out at the airport. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. All right, it's course the day after the Super Bowl. It's going to be a Super Bowl quiz. Kenneth Walker III put on a nice performance yesterday, rushing for 135 yards, 5 yards a pop, and he was the first running back since Terrell Davis to be named the MVP, first running back. Okay, what running back holds the record for most career yards? Rushing. Not in a game, but most career rushing yards in the Super Bowl. What running back? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think it is? The running back with the most career rushing yards in Super Bowl history. I will give you a hint. It's not, somebody like Willie Parker or Timmy Smith. Those guys are, just names, and they had the big game. Good for them, but that was it. Let's see here. This running back is in the Hall of Fame. So, who do you think it is? Most career rushing yards in Super Bowl from the running back. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Alrighty, you've had enough time to ask Al about it, so let's go. Hi, good morning.
Emmitt Smith.
No, not Emmitt Smith. Not Emmitt Smith. Not a bad guess. Hi, good morning. You're on trivia.
Thurman Thomas.
No, not Thurman Thomas. Thurman Thomas, I don't know how many he had, but, he was in 4 Super Bowls. Lost all of them. Emmitt Smith was in 3 Super Bowls. Got 3 rings. So, who is the person with the most career rushing yards in Super Bowl history? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, this person is in the Hall of Fame. In the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, this person is no longer with us. All right. Let's see if I can give... He had an army of fans. That's one of the hints. He had an army of fans. If you remember those days. All right, we're running out of time, and it doesn't look like we're going to get to it, so I will let you know who that person is in just a moment.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Hundreds of Pass Robles High School students walked out of class on Friday to protest Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The walkout included about 300 students at 2:30 p.m. on Friday, marching down Niblick Road and to the bridge. The Passerville City Council will be holding a special meeting this week on Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. The meeting's purpose is to conduct interviews and subsequently appoint members to the city's advisory bodies, the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Franco's Italian Army, Franco Harris, Pittsburgh Steelers. He had 354 career rushing yards. He had the most attempts, too, 101. Here's one, the highest career average in a game. Career 9.6 won Marcus Allen for the Los Angeles Raiders. By the way, the most attempts in a game was John Riggins. 38. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Burlogger Excavation. Call 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.